Next patient was Jacqueline White. That's J-A-C-Q-U-A-L-I-N-E. J-A-C-Q-U-A-L-I-N-E. Jacqueline White, W-H-Y-T-E. W-H-Y-T-E. Jacqueline White. Date of birth is 2/5/45, and the date of visit is 7/18/23. Please make a copy for Tamika Robertson, ARNP. Next paragraph is parentless. This is a ...78-year-old female who has had a history of chronic bronchitis with a recurrent cough and wheezing, has also a history for insomnia and possible snoring. The patient has not had any polysomnogram done, and she has not had any recent chest x-ray done. She has been coughing up some whitish yellow mucus, but recently her symptoms have improved significantly. And she denies any reflux, nausea, vomiting, but has some sinus drainage. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for tonsillectomy and a history for laparoscopy, as well as a complete hysterectomy. The patient had hypolipidemia. He had left knee replacement. I'm sorry, she had left knee replacement surgery and has a history for asthma. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies history of smoking. She uses alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Med list included atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, and Breo, 100 micrograms, one puff daily, and nutritional supplements. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies history of smoking, no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents died at a very elderly age in the 90s. Next paragraph. System of youth patient. Denies weight loss but has fatigue. She has no double vision or cataracts. She has vertigo and no hoarseness. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has asthmatic symptoms and eczema. Also has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. She has heartburn, diarrhea, and constipation. Then has chest or jaw pain, or but has calf muscle pains, no palpitations, no leg swelling. She has anxiety attack. She has easy bruising. She also has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, but has some numbness of the extremities. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse is 80, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 175, saturation 99. HEND anomalous, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremity is 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthmatic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hyperlipidemia. Number 3 is possible obstructive sleep apnea, and number 4 is allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, planned patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a chest x-ray, PA lateral, IgE level, and a CBC. So we'll also get a polysomnographic study. Just advised to use Brio Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. Advised coming for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Tamika Robertson, ARNP. Thank you.